This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm at Dunbar High School last night. I got there a little bit after 7 to watch the 30 for 30 film. It was a great reception before, seeing people that you knew from yesteryear. And he walked in the building and the presence. You know what I mean? Everyone stopped and turned around. They still show respect and reverence to the man that was that orchestrated it all and the architect of it all. Basketball coaching legend Bob Wade joining us on the show right now. Hello, Coach.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Coach, I guess my first question to you, because I kept trying to find you in the crowd, did watching last night's documentary bring tears to your eyes?
Yeah, it really did, especially when they got to, you know, the latter part about Reggie Lewis. That really got to me because he was such a wonderful individual. Just young, it just started out, you know, with his career and, of course, with his family. And he never got the opportunity to see his youngest child being born. But it was tough. It was tough.
Hey, Coach, when did you have the I don't say revelation, but when did you know this team was going to be different or special? I mean, you can't believe who would have a group like this with so many guys going, you know, to the NBA?
And I really think I really got a kind of inkling of the talent. We played up in New York in an early tournament, City College in New York, against Boys and Girls High.
Oh, Boys High, sure.
Yeah, and it was a very tight game, and Muggsy and those kids, they really took over late in the game. I think it boiled down to Wingate making some crucial free throws coming down the stretch. But I think that's when I really got an idea of how good this team could really be.
Here with Bob Wade, former Dunbar coach, Norris and Long Show on his Way Back Wednesday. How important was it for you? Because after you went undefeated 1 year, you wanted to put together a national schedule, I should say. How important was it for you to prove that not only were you good here in the region, but that you could beat some of the big guys in the nation?
Rob, it was very important. When I would take the kids up to 5-star, they would do extremely well, within a camp setting. And I wanted to take that team out and show folks just how special that team was. So that's why we worked hard to get a real strong national schedule to really help us as far as not just poll-wise, but to give the kids the notoriety and to expose them to hopefully some college recruiters.
Hey, Coach, talk a little bit about some of the obstacles. Forget the obvious ones were the ones people know about, the backdrop of the riots and the kids, you know, having this isn't out for them through athletics. But then the school wasn't well equipped, and some of the things you did to overcome that, like collecting bricks and things like that, just to kind of make up for the lack of equipment and things.
Well, yeah, I played football. That was, I received an athletic scholarship to attend Morgan State University on a football scholarship, and we did a lot of things, you know, conditioning wise to help us, for football games. So I just took that same type of ideology and implemented it and put the basketball team. Yes, we didn't have a lot of fancy equipment, so you just try to do the best you can. And I came up with the idea of grabbing the bricks. There were a lot of homes in the area that had been demolished, and the bricks were out there. I just thought it might be a good idea to grab the bricks, take some cloth and wrap them and tape them, and use them in our daily drills. But that's where the idea came from. We didn't have a lot, so we just tried to use, you know, what God had given, put it in our footsteps.
You know, it's funny. You did stuff like that. Guys did that when they had nothing, and now you go to fancy gyms, and what do they have? Sandbags, sewer covers.
Going back to that.
Tires.
Going back to that. Absolutely right here with Bob Wade on Way Back Wednesday, reminiscing about the boys of Baltimore. Now, Coach Wade, it said on the documentary that you were a father figure to some, and I was sitting there talking to Reggie Williams and before the show began, and he said, you know, it was great that he was able to manage the egos. Now, you know, some things that film doesn't tell. When you're a father figure to guys, and when they're that good and they have egos, like Reggie Williams, who was the nation's top player coming out of high school, how difficult was it? How much of a challenge was it to get them to the point where they would comply and they would be one team, one collective unit?
Well, at first it was kind of difficult because, as the documentary depicts, Reggie and Muggsy and a lot of the other kids on that team, they were from, you know, the Lafayette Project community. And then we had some kids, you know, the Wingates, the Derek Lewis's, and Herman Harree. They played at the Cecil Kurtz Recreation Facility. And to get them to mesh together, it was a little difficult at first, but you know, we would sit them down and talk, and I would just stress, you know, you got to play as a team, and you know, they finally came around, but it was presented some challenges early in the year.
Hey, Coach, sometimes they make documentaries or they make movies about, you know, teams, remember the Titans, things like this throughout history. Are you happy with this? Was it accurate? Do you think it was portrayed fairly and accurately?
Well, you know, you would like to have seen some more, what I think, in my opinion, some positive. It was negative about the city itself. You know, I think Mayor Smoke and the former mayor Schaefer and moved on to become governor, and now, you know, Miss Pugh. I think they're doing a fantastic job of you know, building our city up, emphasizing safety, education. Sure, there's some things that are happening out in the community.
Yeah,
but I just, you know, I just wish it would have been more positive things that are happening in the city of Baltimore now.
Yeah, well, Coach Bob Wade, Coach, you did great at Dunbar. You reached the pinnacle. You went on to Maryland. I'm sure it didn't end the way you wanted it to end. But from what I recall, you didn't coach again after Maryland. Am I correct with that?
That's correct, yes.
Well, is there a reason?
No, you know, I had some opportunities.
Yeah, I'm sure.
but you know, I just decided to hang it up and devote myself to working, you know, within the community, helping kids, and helping out, you know, the city of Baltimore. So that's why I decided not to pursue it.
Well, Coach, what are you doing now?
Relaxing, Bob. Yeah, I've been retired now for 2 years. My wife and I we're empty nesters now. You know, our kids are grown; they're gone. We have grandkids, and we do a lot of traveling now, and trying to enjoy ourselves. We've just, you know, celebrated our 51st anniversary.
Uh-huh.
So I'm doing fine, thank God, and you know, your health is still hanging in there. So we just want to enjoy our fourth quarter, the fourth quarter of our lives, right, with one another.
I just quickly, you brought up the boys and girls high school, always a football and basketball power in Brooklyn. We shut them out my senior year, 31-0. So
really?
It was like unheard of. Yeah, we had a great team, a lot of Division I play. We shut out boys high. It was such a shock. They surrounded the locker room in the community, and they were chanting, "You may win the game, but you won't go home." Tough
not
school.
In New York, not in New York.
Coach Wade, thank you so much, man. For those that don't know, I mean, I'm entering my third year coaching high school basketball, and Coach Wade is one of those former coaches that's always willing to lend some advice, and you still continue to do it for the community. It was great to see how much even the younger people in the community still respect you and know what you've done for that community. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob. Before you go, Rob, I just want to tell folks, Rob Long does a great job with his team, Mount Carmel.
I think.
And you have my utmost respect because you have some your patience of Job as far as working with your team. But I just want to commend you. You do a fantastic job with those young ladies.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It means a lot. Coach Bob Thank Wade. You. Thanks a lot, Thanks, Coach.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.